Welcome to Isle Blue Showcase, episode number 34. Yes, finally, it's the mythical Brandon Dennis show. Yes, it was supposed to be episode 32, which I happened to say on the CD, or not the CD, but on the recording. And we had some production issues, and then 32 ended up being in the Christmas show, and then it would have been 33, but then it was Christmas, and that delayed production, and so then at 33 was the New Year's show, and now at 34, it's finally time for our last of the season 5 shows. So tonight's show, we'll have Brandon Dennis, who had originally been on the show 13 years earlier when he was just a 17-year-old high school kid. And when I first played that show, which I believe is somewhere in the 27, 28, 29, somewhere in there, they blend together. When I played that, I thought, well, I wonder if this kid's still around. So I went looking around on Facebook, and sure enough, there he is. And so I invited him back. It's like, why not? Let's see what happens after, you know, 13 years. And, you know, and so he shows up, and he brought a bunch of people, and he's amazing. Great kid. And he brought a singer with him who was really good, too, and we had a great time. And it was awesome to see somebody who was one part of our shows back in the early days. And yeah, we did take 13 years off, but hey, we're back, and worked out pretty good. Dewey Cantrell, a good friend of mine who's been on the show a lot, is also on this show. Still around and still doing it. And solo stuff now, but he still plays with Jody Bodley and does some band stuff too. So, I mean, he's just all around versatile kind of guy. And then Big Al Daugherty, of course, the man with the plan. It's like the action man. Whenever we needed help, Big Al was there. There was only one Sunday or one show that he missed. Was the Halloween show. Other than that, he was there for all of them, so it was nice to have him there in case of emergency. And he sang a lot of backup and things, so he was there, and he originally was supposed to play on this last show, and it was awesome to have him there. So it's a good show. It's technically was going to be our Christmas show. I don't know how much Christmas, because to be honest with you, I've forgotten the show. It's going to be new to me as to you. A lot has been going on over these last few weeks. So, anyway, not really sure if we're coming back at the end of this. I think it's a pretty good ending, but if not, I'll come back. You'll be like, no, don't, no more talking. Anyway, season 6, we hope that will be up and running in March, but we're a little bit in flux right now, trying to figure out what's the next step. And next week's show, we'll talk more about it, because I'll be talking about the stats and everything that's happened with the podcast, and which episodes had the most downloads and all that good stuff. And then they'll also play the best of season number five, the best of season 5, put together a nice little package there. So hopefully a couple of good shows. Tonight's will be definitely a great show, and then next week. So anyway, I hope that 2017, which is at this point, what is it, to about 19 hours old at this point, hopefully it's been good for you. I don't know if it's been good for me yet, because I'm still recovering from last night's New Year's Eve show. So hopefully your 17 is going to be better than 16, although, you know, relatively speaking, 16 really wasn't that bad. So, and hopefully season 6 will be great for us. So, looking forward to some great fun times in the next year with the podcast. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoy the show. Here it is, episode 34. Don't listen to me when I say it's 32. 34 from the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase, episode number 32. For those of you scoring at home, it's a brand new show for the people in the audience. Hey, how you doing, audience? They stayed from the last show. So they stayed a whole week. They camped out here at Grandview and just so that they would have good seats for the next show. So it was awesome. So ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be cool. A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, we used to do the Iowa Blues Showcase. It was season 3. We were at Ankeny, the DMAC campus, and we had... I believe it was Brandon's dad came up to us and said, "Can we have, you know, my son play with you guys?" And we said, "Sure." And so if you listen to one of our previous podcasts, I'm not sure which one it was. Do you remember, John? Is it 20-something? Yeah, it's not too far back. But you'll hear a 17-year-old Brandon Dennis playing. And then I decided I'm going to look this kid up and see if he's still around. And I found it. And I invited him, and ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to hear what he sounds like 13 years later. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Dennis!
It's already rinsed out. Let's hear it for Brandon, Dennis, and...
Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's right. Woo!
Good singing and some good guitar picking. Let's get you on a mic over there. We'll do a little quick interview. And you can hang on to that mic if you like.
He can move around.
There we go. That
this
work?
This mic right here.
I don't know. Did that work? Does that work? All right. Hey, great to see you again. It's been a long time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I. You were just a 17-year-old kid, and you put on a great show. We thought you did, so that's why we kind of looked you up, and we're glad that you're still around and still playing.
Thank you.
And thank goodness for Facebook. And
I'm not good at this. It's okay. It's fine.
All right. Oh, you're doing a good job anyway. So why don't you tell us about yourself? You're a singer here. Why don't you tell us about yourself here?
I've never performed in front of anybody except for karaoke.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your first and last name again?
Jesse Moore.
Jesse Moore. All right. So we got to remember that name. So, you guys need to be a real band and play, and heck with that karaoke stuff.
Nah, we had a band going for a little while.
Yeah, you find me a blues band, and I'll do it.
All right. I tell you what, there's probably a bass player and a drummer out there just desperate that would desperately want to play. Trust me. Matter of fact, you could probably find one at the whole avenue here as soon as you get done. So, you got another song for us? Sweet. All right. What key are you all doing that in?
E.
E, all right.
And it's the Clapton version.
Oh, that one, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, they'll be putting it in.
Okay. All right, they're going to do Sweet Home Chicago, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Isle Blues Showcase. Yes, it is your showcase. The show of shows. The drink of drinks. Yes, it's amazing. And it's wonderful. And it's free. Just download us on Podbean. You'll be glad you did. Thanks.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is a legend here in Des Moines. He's a... played with Jody Bodley forever and ever and ever. And what was the name of that band?
The Blues Bureau.
Blues Bureau, that's right. I think you guys won the blues contest once, didn't you?
We did not. We finished. I am the world record holder for second place finishes.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess we'll delve deeper into that later.
You get a license plate that said bridesmaid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dewey Cantrell.
Okay, and since this came up earlier, you said your baby was born on Ray Charles' birthday? Okay, this is for you then. Let's do a Ray Charles song. My mother told me before she passed away, said, son, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, cause there'll be hard times. There'll be hard times. Who knows better than I? Well, I soon found out just what you meant when I had to pawn my clothes just to pay the rent. Talking about hard times. Talking hard times. Who knows better than I? Hey, how do you keep your voice so good and so high? Well,
oh, that was it.
I don't know. Lots of just Coke, Dr. Pepper, sugary drinks, coffee with lots of cream and sugar.
All right,
I coach my throat so I don't feel any pain. So,
Because I'm definitely lost to some of the top range of my voice. It sounds like you haven't lost anything over there.
Oh, well, thank you.
One of the things I think is cool, do you do something with Tommy Emmanuel, or you go to his camp, or what's the deal?
I have. Kind of in the last, 5 years, I've kind of gotten into a fingerstyle guitar playing, and I love fingerstyle blues. I'm kind of trying to get a little more into, the Delta stuff and all that. But I love all kinds of music. I just went to the Carole King show at the Civic Center today, and I love that. You know, I listen to, I'm at home listening to, Johnny Guitar Watson as I am listening to Tower of Power. You know, I mean, sure. Just like anything done well, you know. And I love all that stuff, Albert Collins and a lot of the rock and guitar players I got into this fingerstyle thing a while back, and I just, of course, Tommy, anyone does, it's not familiar with Tommy Emmanuel, he's an unbelievable guitar player, probably one of the best on the planet, and can play anything, and so I started going to these camps and met a lot of friends in there, and kind of got to know a lot of the Nashville crowd. Tommy Emmanuel and John Knowles, these are people that are Chet Atkins' proteges. And the level of their guitar playing is mind-boggling, you know. But it's just fun. It opens up a whole bunch of new stuff. The solo guitar playing, I think, makes me a better electric guitar player, a band guitar player, and vice versa. So it all goes hand in hand, and I'm the kind of guy that just sits around and watches TV with a guitar in my hand all the time.
Oh, sure.
Just playing, you know. Yeah. Doesn't do a lot for my wife's attention span listening to TV, but she puts up with it, and so it works out.
I was going
to
say one of the coolest videos I've seen is one of you, and you're playing your guitar, and then Tommy Emmanuel just, comes out of nowhere, and the two of you are playing together, and it is wow.
Yeah, that was at a camp. It was a student performance I was playing before you accused me, and he was sitting down. And he walks up and goes, "What are you playing?" You know, and usually people tell him ahead of time. I says, "Let's just do some blues." You know, I'm always trying to play these incredibly difficult fingerstyle arrangements of his. You know, and this year is my fifth camp. I says, "Let's just do some blues," and so we did that. It's just a shuffle, and he got up and we got into it. And at the end, we had a real good time. And he's a super guy and a great player and good mentor. And so it's fun to do that and to get it on tape and to get a chance
awesome.
To see that, but it's very enjoyable.
And then finally, do you got any gigs coming up?
Just a couple. I just want to say I'll take a second here just to follow on something Tom said. I've been playing with a gal named Jody Bodley. A couple people here know Jody. And we're going on 17 years now.
Wow.
We've been playing together.
That's longer than some marriages.
And it's longer than I've been married to my wife, actually. And she said longer than her husband. So it's, anyway, but she's a great friend, and she's not here tonight. But I'm going it solo tonight. But anyway, Jody's a great person to play with, and we've done a lot of duo stuff together. Actually, as far as gigs, tomorrow night I'm playing at the Central Iowa Blues Society meeting.
Oh, hey.
Doing solo. And then I'm at the Winter Blues Fest. I'm playing in the restaurant solo for a couple hours. And then Jody and I know we're booked in the Botanical Center for Botanical Blues one of the Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it. Right now, we haven't been working real hard.
Yeah.
And then I also play, my other gig is, I play with an R&B band, which I'm just blessed to play with, which features two Iowa Blues Hall of Famers, George and Gil Davis, called Something
Right.
Do. And we play every other week at the Hawkeye Oaks Lodge over in East 14th by East High School, and it's a really super fun band to play with. And the people here that know the band, it's a very fun band, isn't it? And they do it well. And so
yeah,
I'm blessed to get to be their guitar player.
Yeah, we haven't had George on the showcase in a long time, so we'll have to. Season 6, just for people who want to know, probably is going to be an acoustic thing, and maybe season 7 we'll come back to doing big shows like this. So we got to get George in one of those, definitely.
Absolutely. So. He's the best at what he does. So.
What do you want to do?
Well, I asked Brennan and Tom to come up and join me on this one. I'm going to just shoot from the hip on this one, but let's do like an unplugged version of Stormy Monday.
Okay.
In A. That work? I know people playing G, A, all different.
G would be I think a little better for
G
me.
G would be better for you.
I'm okay. Missing the
G works for me. Too.
Okay. I'm missing a key here. So.
College told me Monday, Tuesday's just as bad. College told me Monday, as bad. Wednesday's worse. Thursday's also sad. Eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. Flies on Friday. Saturday, I go out to play. Every Sunday morning, I get down on my knees and I pray. Take it, Tom. Clap for Tom Gehrig. Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. Won't you send her home to me? Thank you. Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy, yeah. Lord have mercy on me. Send her home to me.
Dewey Cantrell, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Tom Gehry from the Iowa Blues Showcase. If you'd like to help us out with the local blues anywhere in the world, why don't you join our Facebook page? It's the Blues Army of Des Moines. The page is dedicated to local musicians where you can post photos, videos, links to music, anything that supports music. And it doesn't have to be a band either. You can be a fan of a band, as long as it's blues, and especially local. National acts, they can take care of themselves. But you know what? There wouldn't be national acts or regional acts unless there's local bands. So help them out. They'd appreciate it. Join us. Facebook, Blues Army Des Moines. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Our next guest is our on-call guy this season. Every season we have an on-call guy. The third season was Steve George. I haven't listened to the fourth season in a long time, so I don't know who that was. And the fifth season has been Big Al, ladies and gentlemen. This is his third or fourth appearance.
Thank you.
We've snuck him on almost every show except for one where he was playing at Brand X, so we won't mention that.
Pepper, sweet like cherry wine. I'm so glad she loved me. She loved me all the time. She's my little baby, as sweet as she can be. All this love she got, she's giving it all to me.
Big Al Daughtry. So, Big Al, how you doing, baby?
Oh, man, I got a lot going on.
You did? Well, tell us about it.
Well, I just recently got into two different bands within a week.
Nice.
One's a country band.
Nice.
I'm having a lot of fun. And a power trio.
A power trio.
And nice. We got gigs lined up for the country band. We're going to do New Year's in Panora.
Ooh.
At the port.
Oh, now that's a fun place. I played there before.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And we really haven't started much with the power trio. We did a gig, and it worked out really good, so now we're going to start practicing. So.
Ooh. What an interesting concept. So the country band, I'm intrigued with this. Did you pick up these players at the jam over there at Johnny Mac's or what?
No, over at the, what was the name of that? It's in Ankeny, that where they've been having the acoustic jam.
The Cabaret?
Cabaret.
Wow, I didn't think country guys went that far.
Yeah, I brought a snare in one day, and I just backed them up with just a snare, you know. And they really liked it, and it's Nate Nelson and the State Street Band. So
sounds like an Ankeny band, State Street. That's up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in Granger.
Oh, it's Granger. All right. So you and Big Daddy and Bridget no longer are playing then.
Yeah, we're kind of history right now. So.
Oh.
But we still see each other.
Oh.
And we do miss jamming together.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh. Oh, well, you know, things happen, I guess.
Yeah, things change, right?
That's right. So you're going to do us another song?
Yeah, I want to do a tune by Buddy Miles called Them Changes.
Okay.
I think I'm going out of my mind.
bring it down a little bit. Yeah, pull it right there. Well, my mind's been going through them changes. I think I'm living in a time. Every single you see me going somewhere, I think I'm going out of my mind. He had me running, she had me hiding.
Gentlemen,
I am ready. Ladies and gentlemen, the Backstage Boogie Band.
Hey, you want to book a Funky's band in Des Moines? Then look no further than the Backstage Boogie Band. That's right, all the way out of Compton. Yeah, you can book them. It's easy. Just email rmoschetta@mchsi.com. That's r.moschetta@mchsi.com. Or you can check out their Facebook page. It's Backstage Boogie Band on Facebook. They will rock you all night long. And then they'll get funky with you. Get a hold of them today. Hey.
You're listening to the Iowa Blues Showcase. Now for the world's most dangerous jam session. Take it away, guys.
I went down to the
want to thank you for coming out to our Blues Showcase. I want to thank the house band, Bryn, and John Krantz, and John O'Smith, and want to thank Doug Trammell for doing the engineering through the whole series. I want to thank our guests. We had all these wonderful guests all through this season, and it's been a lot of fun. And it was great to see Brandon and see how he's changed over 13 years. He can really play that guitar. I want to thank Sardana and Tom, Buck Miller. We want to thank Dewey Cantrell and Big Al for coming out tonight and being our guests. I want to thank Jesse. I want to thank Jesse for his great vocals on those two songs earlier. And again, thank you to Grandview University and to the Viking Swing Club for allowing us to be here. And we will hopefully season six. We'll let you know where that will be soon. And for those of you out in podcast land, don't worry. There'll be shows after this because we got plenty. We got a special Christmas show and New Year's Eve show that we're working on. So there'll be plenty of stuff for you to listen to. Plus, season four, old season four, will be coming online soon. So thank you for coming out and thank you for listening to us. And the music will be going in post-production. So thank you for coming to the Isle Blues Showcase. Good night. God bless.